USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Prices for everyday goods and services are on the rise in the United States, particularly at the gas pump, where economists estimate Americans are paying more than $1 more per gallon on average than last year. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is no fan of the Democrat solution to open the strategic petroleum reserves.
You don't release your strategic reserves that are there in case you get in a really bad spot from a war or something. You actually increase your domestic supply. Now, why can't they do that? Because the climate change crowd is trying to put us out of the fossil fuel business, and it's causing all this increase at the pumps.
Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt commuted the death sentence of Julius Jones, who was convicted in a 1999 fatal shooting, to life without parole hours before he was scheduled to be executed. USA Radio News.
From city streets to back roads, from road warrior to carpooler, there are some things you can always count on, like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
Hey, team, we landed the contract!
Yeah. Kaya's web design studio just landed the gig of a lifetime.
It starts next week.
Their staff needs to double before the dream deal becomes a nightmare.
Front end, back end, a project manager.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
A cable news network is being banned from the Wisconsin courthouse where the Kyle Rittenhouse trial is being held.
I have instructed that no one from MSNBC News will be permitted in this building for the duration of this trial.
Judge Bruce Schroeder telling the defense and prosecution he's reviewing a police report that detailed someone allegedly affiliated with the network tailing a bus transporting the jurors. The man was stopped for running a red light and then allegedly told the cops a network producer ordered him to follow the bus. Many in the St. Louis area say they felt an earthquake that rumbled through southeastern Missouri last night. The U.S. Geological Survey says a 4.0 magnitude quake hit the area around 9 p.m. in Wayne County. That's in the area of the New Madrid Fault. Social media indicated people from Memphis to Springfield to St. Louis and Kansas City felt the quake. No damage or injuries were reported. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The Speaker of the House is optimistic about passage of the social spending bill this week.
This is historic. It is transformative. It will help us build back better.
Passage by the House would send the measure to the Senate, where its fate is far less certain. California Democrat Nancy Pelosi insisting the roughly $2 trillion bill is paid for by making corporations and wealthy individuals pay their fair share of taxes. A Gold Star mother is speaking out regarding the administration's withdrawal from Afghanistan.
Gold Star mother Paula Kanas Self, mother of Ryan Kanas, killed in Afghanistan during the disastrous withdrawal in Kabul. Paula was a guest on Fox Nation Patriot Awards Wednesday evening and demands accountability from the Biden administration.
The politics that was part of this was not military strategy in Kabul. And so this is a valuable member of our society who not just gave it all, the 12 others that gave it all of our families. We are deeply hurt that our president and the administration has not come forth to say who is responsible for our children's deaths.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.